Shalom. This is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness Radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri. Now with me today are my son, Terry, who's our general manager, and my granddaughter, Hannah.
Hello.
Whether or not they speak on this first broadcast, I don't know, but I'm going to have Terry tell the most wonderful experience probably tomorrow, Tuesday, of his being led by the Spirit of God. And that's going to be our theme this week. I'm holding in my hand a book. You know, I used to work for Brother Kenneth E. Hagin. I was his editor for 10 years. And I'm always thinking in my own mind, what is the most important thing I learned from him? And from time to time, some subject wins. Sometimes it's how to walk in faith. Sometimes it's how to walk in love. But one of the most important things I ever learned from him was how you can be led by the Spirit of God. And I'm holding in my hand here Kenneth E. Hagin's book, How You Can Be Led by the Spirit of God. And on the front of this Legacy Edition, I don't know if this is still the one they sell or not, but there they have got a dove, and it's flying against a blue background. Actually, I edited this book for Brother Kenneth E. Hagin. And when we had the book edited and we were ready to go to press, Larry Huggins and I rented a dove and we put up a blue background. Of course, he was an artist, so he knew how to do such things. And he put up a blue curtain and got a camera and we let the dove loose and we took the picture, and that's the picture on this cover. And for a while on this book, I'm sure this book has sold millions and millions and millions. But for a while, they used another cover, and I just didn't like that cover at all. I don't know what their present cover is. But the one I'm holding in my hands is the Legacy Edition, and it has our blue our blue background with the white dove on the front of it. Don't you guys in the room think that's a great one?
Oh, yes.
That's the beautiful. Best one, isn't it? So, but anyway, it's the contents inside the book and not the cover. And the book is entitled How You Can Be Led by the Spirit of God. Now, before we did this book, I remember the day that Brother Hagin came into my office, and he had been to Colorado in a series of meetings, and he pulled out the chair, and he started talking to me, and he started describing to me what is the preface of this book. In February 1979 in El Paso, Texas, the Lord appeared to me in a vision. He came into my room at 6:30 in the evening, sat down in a chair by my bedside, and talked with me for an hour and a half. I'll tell more about it in this book, and I'm going to read about it in just a minute here. But I want to emphasize something here first. He talked to me about the ministry of the prophet. Then he said, I did not put prophets in the church to guide the New Testament church. My word says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Now, if you will listen to me, I'm going to teach you how to follow my Spirit. Then I want you to teach my people how to be led by the Spirit. I am ashamed, this is Brother Hagin talking, and he said this right in my room. He came in my room and said this. I put it in the book. He said, I'm ashamed that I've let many years go by without teaching too much along this line. Occasionally, I would get into the edge of it, but I did not really teach on it. So in recent times, the Lord has stirred me up, and now I am beginning to teach more on this subject. This book is part of that stirring. He walked into my office. He told me, he said, I've missed it. The Lord dealt with me. I was praying. And he said that I hadn't taught enough on this. And so he said, we're going to have a seminar here, how to be led by the Spirit of God. And I'm going to teach on just this subject. And he said, we'll make a book out of it. So I got Berta Bass, who was the transcribed all of Brother Hagin's things. And I said, Berta, get me everything that Brother Hagin ever taught on this subject. And then I said, then we'll use what he teaches at the seminar. When I came back after going to the seminar for a week of teachings morning and night on the subject, I had a great big desk at Kenneth Hagin Ministries, and it had steno pads that you could pull out. And when I came back, Berta had my desk almost covered with manuscripts where Brother Hagin had taught on it through the years, plus those on the sides, there were those steno things, and we didn't even have yet the seminar transcribed. So he had taught and taught and taught on it, but evidently not enough, and evidently this book was a part of that. So when I got into that, and what I did was, I took, it's very important when you're editing someone else that you use their words. Good writing is you talk on paper. And so it had to be Brother Hagin's words. But in all of his teaching that he'd taught about it through the years, he would use the same scripture. So I would take the paragraph from this one where he said that better, and the paragraph from this one where he said that better, and put it all together, and I was really anointed for my job. I was really anointed. Brother Hagin said that he just told me what, like if his monthly letters and things like that, he'd just call me and he said, "Here, what I want to say," and I would say it. And he said, he came into my office one day and he said, "You think like me and you write just like me." So anything that's in this book, I didn't say it. I didn't put that paragraph in there. Brother Hagin said it. But I got from all of his teachings and put it all together. And of course, when he then did teach on the subject himself, he elaborated on so many of these things. And I'm going to skip all the way over to page 25. He gives all the ways. Of course, the Spirit, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Now, that's the basis for it all. And so he starts off the book with, "The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, the lamp of the Lord." For as many, well, these are his basic scriptures right now from chapter 1, page 1. "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." Romans 8:14. "The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God." Romans 8:16. "The spirit of man is the lamp of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly." Proverbs 20:27. So the spirit of man is the lamp of the Lord. Means that it's by his spirit and through God's spirit and through man's spirit that God will enlighten us. He will guide us through our spirits. Now, when I finished with this book, oh my, what did it mean to me? Jared said today on the way up here when I told him we were going to use this, he said, "You got two blessings. Number one, you helped Brother Hagin and helped other people in getting it out. But number two, you got it yourself." And so I did. I got it myself. When I finished with this book, I knew how to hear God and to be led by God. Now I'm going to go back to when this came to him in the very first place. I'm going to read you what he said about it, and then I'll fill in a little few things I know extra. "Let me go back," Brother Hagin said, "as I said I would in the preface of this book, to what Jesus said to me in February 1959 in El Paso, Texas. It was 6:30 in the evening. I was sitting up in bed studying." Now, I'll tell you how he got in that bed. Way back B.C., before cassette, before CDs, we had, everything was recorded on tapes, real tapes. And people brought to the meetings their own little recorders. And on the platform, there would be, just below the platform, be a whole lot of electrical outlets. And people would put up their, just all around the platform, they'd put their little tape recorders. You remember we had one of those tape recorders, Terry?
I do.
And anyway, Brother Hagin got tangled up in them. He was preaching at a church, and he fell off the platform. And he chipped his elbow. And he was actually in a hospital room. Now, he wasn't anything, wasn't sick or anything, so he didn't have any of his family there with him. They just wanted him to stay for observation through the night. So he's sitting in a hospital bed. That's where he is. "It was 6:30 in the evening. I was sitting up in bed studying. My eyes were wide open. There are three types of visions. The highest type is an open vision. In an open vision, one's physical senses are not suspended, and his physical eyes are not closed. He possesses all of his physical capabilities, yet sees into the realm of the spirit. I heard footsteps. The door to my room was ajar 12 to 14 inches. So I looked to see who was coming into my room. I expected to see some literal physical person, actually expected a nurse. But as I looked to see who it was, I saw Jesus. It seemed as if the hair on my neck and head stood straight up on end. Chill bumps popped out all over my body. I saw him. He had on a white robe. He wore Roman sandals. Jesus had appeared to me 8 times, every time except this time his feet were bare. This time he had on sandals. That's what I heard as he approached my door. He looked to be about 5'11" tall and to weigh about 180 pounds. He came through the door and pushed it back until it was almost shut. He walked around the foot of my bed. I followed him with my eyes, almost spellbound. He took a hold of a straight chair and pushed it up close to my bed. Then he sat down on it, folded his hands, and began his conversation with me by saying, "I told you in the automobile the other night." The automobile had been full. Actually, the automobile was taking him from the church service to the hospital. He didn't put that in this book, but that's what was happening. My wife and I, and because the hospital, the church wanted to make sure he got x-rays and all that. My wife and I and others were driving along within two blocks of where I now was as Jesus sat by my bedside talking to me in the car. He mentioned that I spoke to you in the car. I had heard the Spirit of God speak to me. I thought everyone in the car heard it. And I said, "Did you all hear that?" And they said, "No, we didn't hear anything." So the word of the Lord came to Brother Hagin. He said, writing in the book, "The word of the Lord was so real to me, I thought everyone in the car had heard it too. As Jesus sat at my bedside, he said, 'I spoke to you the night before last in the automobile and told you certain things. I told you by my Spirit that later I would talk to you further. So now I have come to talk to you about this.' It was concerning the ministry of the prophet. Jesus sat there in the chair and talked to me for an hour and a half, and I talked to him. I asked questions in reference to what he was saying. He answered them. I will not go into all of that he said about the prophet's ministry, but I will get into some of it. He told me that the prophet in the Old Testament had a different role than the prophet in the New. They were both seers, but that people who didn't have the Spirit of God in them were more or less led by what the prophet said. But that in the New Covenant, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they're the sons of God. We are a spirit, we have a soul, we live in a body, and the Spirit of God indwells every New Testament believer. And that Spirit leads us. The Holy Spirit in my spirit leads me. I am a spirit. I have a soul, mind, will, and emotions, and I live in a body, but it is my spirit that God uses, not my body, not feelings, but he uses my spirit to enlighten me, to guide me in my pathway." Now, Brother Hagin, he said to me that Jesus said to him, "The most important thing you can teach my children in the last days is how to be led by the Spirit of God." And folks, we've just finished a school on the book of Revelation. It is of utmost importance that all of us know how to be led with the time we have left. Now this week, we're going to offer to you Brother Hagin's book at a special price for $10. If you're listening online or you're tuned in on radio, you just call us at 1-800-972-3447 and we'll send you this book. I think it normally sells for about $15. But we'll send it to you for $10 plus shipping. Just call us at 1-800-972-3447 or write us at Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. And tomorrow, I'm going to have my son Terry give you a very, very intricate example of when the Lord led him by his Spirit, how accurate it was and how... oh, just so exciting. He shared this with our youth at the youth rally. You won't want to miss tomorrow. This is Billy Brim saying shalom, shalom. Until then.